Welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 33 of the World Cup Report Alicante. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilwongi. With me, as always, is Tim. How's it going, Tim?
I'm doing well, Steve. I'm indoors during the sunlight, got my sunglasses on, well protected.
Is life sucking for you?
Oh, no way.
I'll give fangs for that.
I shall.
I don't know why we're doing this. Wait, nobody cares. Yeah, nobody wants to know our puns.
That's why everybody wants to tune in. You know it. You know, I'd stake my reputation on it, Steve.
Well, if you had one, that might mean something.
Fair enough.
Speaking of having a reputation, I guess, we got vampires this week.
Yes. Oh, man.
I mean, it's the final of the non-official teams now.
Yep.
I mean, they're official, but, you know, they're not remade.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at tier 4.
Yes. Which again, I feel like tier 4 is created for vampires. And then they just put a couple other teams in there, too, so they didn't feel lonely.
Mm-hmm. Options are 8 primary and 1 secondary, 6 primary and 2 secondary, or 6 primary and access to 1 star player. I don't even remember the stars the vampires can take.
Like, yeah, it's the regular Sylvanian spotlight, guys.
Which is only, like, what, 6 or 7 people?
It's not that many. Yeah. Not that great of ones, for the most part.
Yeah. Well, so let's hear what you would go with, if you had to choose.
Well, I made 2 rosters. I did do one with a star. And that one, to me, I guess there's kind of 1 obvious star that you might want to consider, which would be Wilhelm Chaney, who does cost 1 extra skill. But I think they can afford it, because if you're playing with him, you're only going to have 4 or 5 vampires at most, so yeah, you only really need those 4 or 5 skills. So I like this roster okay, other than I don't feel like it has quite enough players. I would like to get more in here, and I just couldn't really see an easy way to do it. So I went with 4 vampires, and then 7 thralls, and Wilhelm Chaney. So that is only 12 players, which I do not like.
Yeah, for sure.
I have 3 rerolls, but that is exactly 1.150, so you can't say, like, trade a reroll in for a thrall. You'd have to trade 2 rerolls in to get, or you can trade 1 reroll for 1 thrall, but then you have 30k extra, so.
Yeah.
Or you could go down to 2 rerolls and have 5 vampires, but I don't really like the sounds of that. For the skills, I did 4 pro vampires and a wrestle thrall. And the pro's just excellent with animal savagery now, yeah. I feel. And, I mean, it'd be nice to have some block or some dodge or, like, the skills you used to put on vampires, but I just decided to go pro here on all of them.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, if you're hitting someone, if it's a regular person, you've got advantage anyways.
Right.
If you're trying to dodge, you've got high agility.
And the pro does work on that, too.
Exactly. So you can always do that if need be. And then you've got rerolls if not.
Yes, super and you have, you know, the Wrestle Thrall and Wilhelm Chaney to hit with if you need a blocking skill.
Yeah. It is interesting. Because I tend to think the vampires are better than they are most of the time. But mm-hmm. That's usually when they get good skills on them.
Right.
And pro's awesome. I love pro, but it does leave you open to getting hit or being fouled or, you know.
Yes.
And especially when you have 11 players, well, technically 12, and you're attacking your own people sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a great look.
No, I would very much prefer to have 13 or 14 players here, but I just,
yeah,
with taking Wilhelm Chaney, I couldn't really come up with a good way to do it. You'd have to only have 3 vampires or only have 2 rerolls. And 2 rerolls, actually, so.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured I'd power game it and hope it works out.
Yeah, and again, with this team, you're going to be putting 3 thralls on the line to take hits, and they're going to die.
Yes, generally.
You know, mm-hmm. The 7 armor doesn't hold up well.
No.
You're not going to be fouling unless somehow you get the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And most teams in this rule set are going to have more than 11 players.
Generally.
And so
there's only a roster or two where I would expect them to maybe consider an 11-player squad.
Yeah. Well, and half of those are dwarves. So.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like Necromantic, like we talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
And the teams from next week are the biggest contenders for potential 11-player teams in my mind.
Ooh, that's a hint.
It's a teaser.
Who knows what team's coming up next?
What team could it be?
It's amazing. We're only down to one, but, you know.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Could be anyone.
We'll just throw in Sea Elves just for fun.
Yeah, perfect.
So, Wilhelm, I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah.
He, again, looks better than he tends to be for me. He doesn't.
Sure.
Never plays well for me, so.
Yeah.
I'm just biased.
I feel like he's the best star for what they need.
Yeah.
They just, Sylvanian Spotlight does not have very good star players in general.
And that's part of the that's part of the problem with these teams being in this tournament is, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, obviously you don't have to take them, but they're completely handicapped when it comes to star players because they only get so many. And you're right. They're not updated for the new rules. Great.
Right. Yeah. I maybe I'm missing something, but I don't really see why Wilhelm Chaney is the extra point. Of extra skill point. I mean, he's one of the best non-mega stars, certainly.
Yeah.
But is he really better than, like, Mighty Zug or some of the other really good non-mega stars? I mean,
no.
Maybe.
No, he's not better
than
Zug. But
just with the teams he plays for, it's like there aren't that many, and most of them won't use him.
Yeah, for sure. So, with that being said, let's look at a roster with no stars,
yeah.
because you get a lot more stuff.
Yes, a lot of skills, and I mean even this is a little handicapped in my opinion. So I mean they don't need secondary skills. They're only secondary skills passing anyway, I think. So, but you have to have secondary skills to take two skills on a player, and they are very good at taking two skills.
Oh, for sure.
But you can only do that once at maximum. So I just went with the 8 primaries and 1 secondary, and used that as a 2 skills on 1 vampire. So I again went with 4 pro vampires. I have 1 block dodge vampire here then instead. And so that leaves you with 3 extra skills to put on thralls. And those can be a few different things. I have down here 2 wrestle thralls and a sure hands thrall. But I mean, you could probably do a dirty player thrall if you wanted to.
At 14 players, it's not going to be bad.
Yes. Right. And that might be better than the sure hands or one of the wrestles. And you could have block too. That's fine.
So this team is not majorly known for their speed, but
they
do have decent speed. They also have the strength advantage. Is there any thought of maybe giving him kick so that
you could take
like,
kick. Yeah.
And the thing, you know, one thing we keep, you know, not mentioning that everyone should know is, you know, hypnotic gaze with vampires really allows you to open up cages and
yes.
get where you need and completely destroy an opponent who's not good at it.
Yeah, and hypnotic gaze is one of the things about vampires that is much better than in the previous rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically +1 to work over what it used to be. So it's very powerful.
So, like, 2 wrestles, I might put a kick in because you're taking so many vampires. And then if you hold them back and they can't pick it up, well, you can get on them and you can be annoying. If you do it close, you can get it. If you get a blitz, you're awesome.
Yeah.
You don't have...
Yeah, that's probably a good, interesting call.
Yeah. And the main thing is just using that hypno gaze. Dude, last time I played against a vampire team, that was a whole different rule set. They bought +1 armor on all thralls and really screwed me over.
So good. And for just 10K, and it was like a dollar amount skill build,
yeah,
right?
it was crazy.
Yeah.
But that being said, with pro on all the vampires but one, then they're going to do whatever they want no matter what. Is pretty much what it seems. And now you can move and hypno gaze pretty much anyone you want. You have 5 vampires that can do that. You get everywhere you want on the field, no problem.
Yes, and it's important to remember with Hypnogaze now, another thing that's better about it is it turns off a lot of skills, too.
Yes.
So you can hypno gaze those hard to knock down players and make them much easier to knock down.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Griff's not so much of a problem for a vampire to beat up.
No. And once he's down, foul him until right. he's gone.
Yes.
Man, vampires. Weird builds, weird rule set. Just a weird team right now.
Yeah. And I mean, the least common team amongst teams at the World Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, almost insignificantly there at 11 out of, what, almost 2,400. I mean, there's basically none.
So there's, how many people were there, honestly? There's like 2,250?
Oh, I thought it was 2,350, but.
Was it 2,350? Let's just say 23, because I forget. And we divide that by 6 people per squad. There's 383 squads.
Yeah.
Now, we divide that by 11. Is that what I'm wanting to do?
It should be.
No. It's 11 divided by
383. Well, 11 divided by that. Yeah.
11 divided by 383. 3% of the squads have vampires.
Right.
So.
Basically none.
So, well, we'll get to that when we get to the bet. Okay, I might have a different idea.
Oh, sure.
Vampire teams out of 5 based on this rule set. I honestly like the no star build better just because you have more vampires to play with and get that hypno gaze.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think it's great. I want to give it a 2.5, but 2.5 is average, so I'm going to give it a 2.
Yeah, I went with a 1.5. Not that I think they're untenable, and I know there's quality vampire coaches out there who can make them work. In pretty much any rule set, because they break the game when they work.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a reason there's 11 teams, and it's because with these rules, they're one of the worst choices, in my opinion.
I don't think you're wrong. I just, with 5 of them out there, and if they all work with pro and your rerolls and everything, it seems a little bit better than that, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Ultimately, even that being said, I'm going to base this on me betting money, I would only say 2 wins.
I also said 2 wins. I mean, you're bound to have at least 2 good games where the vampires work.
Yeah.
And you might have more, and then you'd win more.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not good enough with vampires, and I don't think they're good enough in this rule set for me to bet on anymore.
So speaking of betting, our bet this week, it was going to be, will there be a vampire team with 5 wins?
Mm-hmm.
We can still keep that, but I'm thinking, will we play a squad that has a vampire team?
Oh, I love this bet. We're doing this. This is much better. Okay. Much more fun.
You get to pick.
Well, obviously I have to say no.
Of course you do.
The odds are so low, but it's going to be so exciting if you win this bet. Like, we're going to get matched up with somebody and they're going to have vampires and you're going to be so happy and cheering and I'm going to just be like depressed and crying and they'll have no idea what's going on.
And then we end up playing like 3 vampire teams.
We play 3 vampire teams, yeah.
Just like, what the heck?
Exactly.
This makes no sense.
For every vampire team we play, you get 1 win.
Oh, we should do
That's what I say. Yeah. Nah. Yes.
No need.
I think we should. I mean, the odds of it happening are so low. Okay. You should get a win for every vampire team, a squad with a vampire team we play.
I'm fine with that.
And I get 1 win if we play 0.
Okay. That'll be the deciding factor at the end.
Yeah, right.
All comes down to the vampires.
You win by 1 on the thing because we played 3 vampire squads.
It's highly possible.
Yeah. I wouldn't say highly, but I've played Blood Bowl. It's pretty possible. Yeah.
Exactly.
How many 3% in a row can you do?
Online, a lot.
Too many, yes.
Yeah. Very easy there. So, vampires, we got puns out of the way. We got the fact that they shouldn't be in this tournament out of the way.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything else about them, you think?
Nope. I think we can close the lid on that, the coffin of these guys.
That's a good one. I like that. Hey, well, the stakes are not too high, but let's go ahead and finish this off. And for myself and Drew, I say, I want to suck your blood. And you shall say,
hasta luego.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook WCReportBB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.